Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
49ers in a shambles.
Possibly.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Mike Dunleavy has been pushed to 115. 115, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Warriors. He's having a heart-to-heart. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what he's doing.
Working.
What do you think that means? I mean, he's not going to trade anybody right now, probably.
Be talking.
Watching a little practice.
Talking to Steve. I mean, the season's about
to
pop.
Hey, Steve, what do you think?
Or talking to players. Eh. He's doing what our boss does. What does he do on a daily?
Let's hope he's doing more than that. Let's hope he's doing
Ask
more than
Ask him when
that.
We get him on. Hey, I got a call. What were you doing?
How can he be kept us waiting for 45 minutes? 49ers play the Buccaneers on Sunday. Mac Jones, by the look of things, is going to be the 49ers starting quarterback. And this is a team, the Buccaneers, who are missing some players too. They're missing two receivers and a running back, Godwin, Mike Evans, Bucky Irving.
Man.
And this is one of the things where I got to put Kyle Shanahan into the equation, and maybe to a lesser degree, Robert Saleh. Like, shouldn't they be favored in this game? The Niners. Even with Mac Jones. I was thinking about it this way.
I'm going to say no, because an MVP candidate, although it's only five games right now, in the league is Baker Mayfield, Donnie. He's at home. So if he's that dude and showing everybody he's that dude and he's done it, he's played all five games, you got to say that, you know, you got to put some respect on their 4-1. But it is interesting when you talk about the margin of victory is thin between the two of these teams. I don't know what to expect. And, you know, part of me thinks there's going to be a lot of points scored. But I'm just telling you, if Seattle and that offense could put up 35 on that Tampa defense, which was Seattle was at home, Tampa's on the road. Steiny, why am I not scared thinking the Rams are one thing and the Niners must have got out the gates fast, but, you know, kind of slowed down. They did slow down. But, man, I could see Mac in this Niner offense called by Kyle Shanahan, you know, getting enough points to win. And then now we're talking about a 5-1 team. We're talking about Kyle and the job he's done. Steiny, I just can't get past the job he's doing, Kyle, that is, with what he's been without after the Seattle game. Like, I just truly can't put it into words. And some could be like, it doesn't mean diddly squat is football next man up. But it's more than that.
I mean, he's doing a great job. I mean, they're 4-1, and they've
You said
they've
been great. Hurt. So, yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's still such a long way to go.
I'm just judging on the now.
I mean, if they lose to the Bucs, I need to see how it happens, because you figure that the 49ers defense should hang in there against this particular team.
Now, do remember, you lost one of your best defensive players. And Matt Stafford had enough time to shave and brush his teeth at times. You know, so eventually, if that doesn't get rectified or fixed, or there's not a move down the road, but just for this Sunday, Steiny, I got to think, unless they start blitzing like crazy, Sala, that is, Baker Mayfield's going to be comfortable, you know? You would think.
Yeah, we'll see what Kyle Shanahan has in store for his offense. This is what Tony Dungy was on with the afternoon show yesterday, and he was asked.
The morning show, Steiny.
Morning show. Yeah. Today? Yesterday. This is what he would tell Kyle Shanahan, who's got to balance this quarterback situation.
I would tell him exactly that. Do not worry about it and be who you are and trust your instincts and don't block out the noise. Block out all the noise because it doesn't matter. People who know football know that that's not the case. And you're right. They said it about me. Philadelphia gets rid of Andy Reid because he can't quite get that big Super Bowl win. Well, how many Super Bowls has Andy gone to now in the last 12 years? So, yeah, that's a ridiculous comment, but it does happen. It is real, and you have to block out the noise.
So this is going to be a decision.
Trust your instincts, Donnie.
I mean, this is going to be a feel issue, right? That's all we're talking about. It's got to be a Kyle Shanahan feel issue on how hurt each of the quarterbacks are and which one he thinks gives him the best chance to win each week. And I think that could change week to week depending on the health of the quarterbacks. And that's why the way I'm looking at it right now is I think – something tells me they need both quarterbacks right now and may need both quarterbacks all year long. So there's no real need to address anything long term.
Yeah.
Just figure out who quarterbacks Tampa Bay, see what happens there, and then figure out who quarterbacks against the Falcons.
So basically, it comes down to the medicals, right? Because I told you all, and I'm standing on it, Steiny, I don't think there's anything going on in Kyle's mind of Max surpassing Brock if he's healthy. But that's the answer to the equation is Brock going to be healthy? And if he is, Steiny, I think he's going to get the job right back no matter how many games Mac wins. Do you see that, or do you think Hanagu, he could get so hot, Mac could, or they could have so much?
Well, are you putting into the equation that what if Purdy misses a month? Do you still bring him back the minute he's healthy?
Just listening to Tony, and even if we hadn't, Steiny, I think he's earned that.
I don't.
He's your starting quarterback.
No, I think if it goes 6 weeks, then that changes the equation. And they're winning. You know, I mean, there's going to come a point if he – there's going to come a point
– Brock, that is. Yeah.
If Mac Jones continues to win games – and Brock continues to be banged up, that, yeah, I think, I don't know what week it would be, but yeah, there's going to come a time where you're just going to say, we got to roll with Mac because we're in a groove right now and we're 8-4 and we're getting late in the season to even bring Brock Purdy back. Like, I think, I don't, like, does anybody really think there's a right answer? Or a formula, or a template that you definitely are going to use that you could set right now, you know what I mean? When Purdy's healthy, he plays,
and that's
okay.
Where I'm at.
Well, what if he's not healthy till week 11? You're still just going to put him right back in there, regardless of whether the team's winning or losing. That's where you lose me a little bit.
Okay, but you got to understand the premise of putting him right back in there when he's healthy is he's the better quarterback for your team. And he's your starter.
Well, let's say it's week 11 and you're 7-4.
Yeah, okay, you get back. We got 6 more games. You're not going to be booted to where we're, you know, hopefully you're not, but we still can win football games. But maybe you need a game and a half to be back to your old self. But
what if you can't afford it at that point, kind of? Like, I'm just like, is there a point? Okay, and this is kind of what I mean. All right, what are we week? They're 4-1.
Yeah.
All right. He's got a quarterback. Jones got a quarterback Sunday against Tampa Bay. If Purdy's healthy the next week, okay, Purdy's going to play, let's say. My question is, can Purdy be out so long? Is there a number out there where he can be out that when he gets healthy, it's too late? It's too late.
Yeah, that's a hell of a question.
If we're winning.
Yeah,
like, I think there will be a time. Like, okay, for hypothetically, you know, the 49ers are 10-6 and they've clinched, and Brock's now healthy. Do you quarterback him in the 17th game? Do you start him in game one of the playoffs? Like, those aren't easy decisions. I don't know if there's a direct answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you know, I'm going old school, but I'm following the money. They deemed Brock Purdy their franchise quarterback, and yep. I just feel like it's not guilt, Stoney. It's just at the end of the day, as great as Mac is being or any backup, Michael Jackson's ready. He's our lead singer. He's going to take over, and we'll find a way to get him back in. But I just, you know, I think you're playing a dangerous game. But if you're telling me, hey, the Niners have won, let's say Brock misses four more weeks, are they winning all because of Mac Jones? Because it's a team game too. So how does it look? But I just think, Stoney.
Well, and I would come at it this way, and you're right, it's a team game. So if they're winning, that's all that matters. It's a team game, and Jones is quarterbacking them to wins.
But hasn't Purdy earned the benefit of the doubt, though? Of like, if I put him back in, you know, the bus will still go in the right direction.
I don't know. I do think there comes a time when you just don't put Purdy back in if it's gone too long.
And Tony mentioned noise still. So the noise is talk radio and the papers or whatnot, like the noise. You know, Tony mentioned that. I would tell Kyle to block out the noise. That's what we do. Because, I mean, fans are fanning on T everywhere. Writers are writing. I don't think Brock will be. There's nothing Matt can do to stave off Brock. That's where I'm at. If he's healthy, it's just how I feel, man.
Yeah, I do think that we'll reach, if Brock misses multiple weeks,
right,
then we will reach a point where if the season gets too deep, it gets too late to make a change if you're playing well. Mm. Let's go to Michael. Michael's in Oakland. Hey, Michael, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
And excellent. You know, you're making a great point. I don't agree with you in this case.
Okay, I got you.
And here's why. I mean, first of all, Max 3-0. If he keeps winning, to Stoney's point, like, why would you ever take him out? He's winning. And the comparison that we have, and there's lots of them, but I think the best one that comes to mind is it's Bledsoe and Brady. You know, you forget that Bledsoe was the highest paid quarterback in the league. He had, I think, $135 million, 10-year, which looks ridiculous today. But when he got hurt, Brady steps in. He goes on a winning streak. You know, Bledsoe never gets his job back, although in the championship game that year, Brady gets hurt. Bledsoe wins the championship game. They go to the Super Bowl, and then Belichick's got the decision to make Bledsoe or Brady. It's all about winning. If Mac keeps winning, they are not taking him out of the game. And that's how I think Shanahan will play it.
Let me ask you this before you go. Had they lost that Ram game, would you feel any different? I said they, not Mac, but he wouldn't be undefeated. But would you feel any different about it, or would you still feel the same?
Yeah, I think I feel a little bit different about it because he didn't win.
Mm, right.
If you keep winning, you know, and to Stoney's point, like at some point in the season, if the guy's 8-2, you know, in 10, and they've got 10 wins, why would you make a change? Shanahan's going to go with who he thinks can help them win every single week. And if that's Mac Jones, it's not personal, Brock, but we want to win. And we're going to win with Mac because we think he gives us the best option to do it. If that's not the case and he's the one who's hurt, Purdy comes in, he's, you know, ready to go. But give him the ball.
Yeah.
Whoever can give us the best chance to win.
I'm with you,
that's
Michael.
I think
when push comes to shove, like Kyle would have the guts to make the move if he felt it was best for the team. If he feels at some point that he's got to go with Mac over Purdy, because he's just not happy with Purdy's physical. But he will play Mac Jones. I do think like he's got that. He's guts, you know, he's tough enough to make that decision. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
It feels like Brock Purdy has two opponents when he's on the field. One, you know who they're playing now, and Stoney, how healthy and how much he can beat or overcome this turf toe. We haven't even talked about if he plays subpar or if he's just okay, you know, then that's going to take on that's going to become something. Oh, is it the toe? Is it not the toe? But man, well, it's imperative when he comes back, he just plays, you know.
I got news for you. If we're saying, is it the toe? Is it not the toe? He ain't playing. Mm. He'll go with Jones, I think. Mm. Because then that brings in a question. Like, I think the best case scenario for the Niners would be Jones quarterback Sunday, and then you think Purdy's ready to go against the Falcons. Or whenever the Falcons or whoever comes after the Falcons, let's just narrow it down to those two games. If he's healthy for either of those games, then he comes back. Then he plays.
Yep.
He's either good or bad or in the middle. Then he's got to react to the turf toe. How's that feeling? Can he practice? Like, I would like to get that under control and out of the way by the midway point of the season.
See,
if Purdy comes back in a week or two, and after the game feels the same way that he felt after Jacksonville, then I got to put him away for a month or two. And now it might just be Jones's team for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that, Stoney. That Atlanta game is for the world to see. That's a Sunday night game. So, that's just another big stage. I know Mac was on that stage Thursday night, last Thursday against the Rams. But, I mean, if he comes back for that game, Brock Purdy, all you would have done different for the Jacksonville debacle, if we could call it that, is giving him one extra week, Stoney. And I'm no doctor, but I have been lobbying. Let that dude, even if he thinks he's right, sit out three or four. Do your due diligence and know we went the extra mile, even if we thought he might be able to go. So if something did get re-aggravated, we knew we gave it more time than the first. And the first time you gave him 2 weeks, he came back and it was barking. Stoney, you bring it back against Atlanta, and let's just say it's barking again, then you might be onto something to where low and all the people that have had this injury, Drew Bledsoe joining the morning roast, were right. This is just something that's going to follow him the rest of the season.
If it's going to follow him the rest of the season, what? Like, can we just assume next year he's going to be fine? Like, seriously, I
think the time heals this injury. And hopefully it's not more time than these weeks as they're coming bang, bang, bang.
No, I understand that.
He plays against Atlanta, Stoney. Oh, he got 3 weeks off. Oh, well, you guys just gave him 7 more days than the last time he was off. And maybe that's enough, but wouldn't you think?
Well, I don't know.
If we can just push it out there.
Brock Purdy might be saying, I'm ready to go third. I'm ready to go Sunday. I'm ready. And they're saying, no, we're being careful. Like, he may be.
That's what I would want them to do, because I would do that.
Well, okay, so in Purdy's mind, being careful might be, I'm coming back against the Falcons. I should have come back against the Rams, but they wanted to be extra careful, and extra careful was an extra week and a half. I don't know if extra careful is 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks.
Yeah, and I'm not making nothing up here, but Stoney, you know, I'm not in Hollywood, but the bottom line is we're all human. And let's put it right on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control. If I'm Brock Purdy, and let's say I'm missing Tampa, I miss Atlanta, and my backup is just stacking win after win, I'm no dummy. I got ears. I know I'm secure. I got the bag. But the bottom line is, if it's truly up to him, say I'm 87% when I'm really 77.
I don't think it's up to him. I don't think it is up to up.
But there's no gauge to go look in the toe to say, hey.
Sure, there's got to be.
You know, like your phone battery on your phone, you're at 100%. How do you know? It says 100. Like, it's all a give and take. And I'm just saying, if the verbal, hey, Stoney, how you feeling?
It's not good enough. He's got to practice. Mm-hmm. We got to see how he practices. Right.
Now that, you
like,
got
he's
got
to be able to run.
I got you. That matters. So like they could test it out, test run.
Yeah. Let's go to Austin's in Redwood City.
Austin.
What's going on, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Shanahan, man, hey, tip my hat to him, but he playing a dangerous game, especially with a dangerous game when you got a first-round quarterback and another quarterback that came in the same year, young players. Young players out there competing, starving, and showing that they're capable of playing football. I think they went wrong by picking up Matt Jones. They should have went after like a old veteran for something like this to happen. So it won't have this chaos. So we won't be talking about changing quarterbacks like we're doing now. I'm not tired of seeing Super Bowl quarterbacks, but I mean, these injuries, you know, taking Super Bowl quarterbacks away from us to get another Super Bowl quarterback. Like I said before, with Alex Smith, he went down. Kaepernick came. Went to the Super Bowl. Alex Smith went to the Super Bowl. Jimmy G went to the Super Bowl. Brock Purdy went to the Super Bowl. Now we all over again. They should have bought a veteran quarterback with them Flacco or somebody other than that, somebody like that. And now you got Matt Jones looking good, standing in the pocket, looking like Goff, looking like Matt Ryan, and it can move the ball without ability to run. It's crazy.
But what about winning the game, though, yeah, Stani? I hear you, Austin, but
like, what
the hell with that? I want to win.
Had a veteran and
they were losing. Season might be getting off the rail, but I'll say this. You got me thinking, Austin got me thinking, in the Niner history, every backup's won, Stani, when there was some, you know, a battle or whatnot. Steve Young, he outlasted Montana. We saw what happened with Cap and Alex Smith. Smith had to go somewhere and watch Cap do his thing. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying we're here yet, but it seems like the backups are up 2-0 when it comes to Niner allure. Having something, if you deem this, we just had a Niner fan say he'd rather have a different quarterback. So this noise, like, but I feel like Austin's missing the prize. The prize is the victories that you've got with your backup quarterback, not a possible controversy when it might not be one in the head coach's mind.
This is Drew Bledsoe, who was on with a morning show yesterday on this turf toe injury and what Purdy's dealing with.
I think they need to rebrand turf toe because it sounds like it's not serious, but it's actually a very serious injury. It's pretty bad, but it just sounds like, oh, you stubbed your toe. You know, get back in there, you went. But
it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, here we go, Snotty. And a lot of what we're talking about, the medicals may play a part to this to where it's not even as complicated as we think. Because you're right. If he can't go, you play the healthier guy. And that right now, to come this Sunday, Stein's going to be Mac Jones again.
Yep. And then Mac Jones will come out of Sunday's game limping because he's...
But it seems like what he's dealing with is far less severe than turf toe, wouldn't you say? Because he looked like he was down for the count.
Wait, what?
It looks like whatever Mac's dealing with is not as serious as this
turf
toe.
It must not be because he's playing.
Exactly, which is shocking me.
Yeah, I mean, that's why this to me has become a 1 year process where if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm going week by week and I'm going with the quarterback that I think is healthier and that I think gives us a better chance to win. And I think it'll come down to who's healthier because Mac Jones has looked better than Brock Purdy so far. And if Brock Purdy's dealing with a turf toe, that means Mac Jones is our quarterback until the turf toe goes away. Man. I mean, it can't.
If it does.
Can't mean anything other than that, right?
Nope.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're getting into this game not Thursday. That was last night. Eagles lose. Phillies lose.
Flyers.
Nobody cares about the Flyers. And you know what? Even less people care about the Sixers in Philly. The Sixers are not even on the radar.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. Flyers are like the Sharks. They got a hardcore group of fans. Why are we talking about Philly?
Because loser city.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And why would you say that?
That's like they piss you off.
When did the Phillies win a last World Series? More recently than the Giants?
I would say
I would say so. How about the Eagles? they won a title more recently than the 49ers? I would say yeah. So you better take a look in the mirror when Sharks you start talking about OT. Losing city.
Yeah, Sharks lost an OT today.
You hate to see it. All right. 12-12. Okay. We got Mike Dunleavy coming up in an hour, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to join us at 1:15, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. And we'll hit him with everything. We'll get the obligatory Kuminga out of the way. I want to talk about Steve Kerr's contract. How do you think they talk about their age in the building?
That was the first question I had for him. You had one about, you told Shaskin Spadoni yours. That was my first one, but you can use it.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank, here for you, and it's here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good. We're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's so funny?
The boss.
Okay.
The boss just came in, gave us a little direction. Evan said, guys, we're back, and the boss is in. And I said, Evan, I don't care. The boss is on one today.
There's only one boss.
Bruce Springsteen.
And they're making a movie about him. Born in Africa. That's how I was singing. That's where my all ancestors right. from.
Hey, there is, I did want to bring this up before we get back to the Niners. Because I had it on my list, but we will get back to the Niners. Orion Kirkering.
Oh, boy. I'm not familiar.
Do we blame the wrong people in sports?
No, we blame the players. And now no, I know who he is. Yeah.
Because this is
damn.
This reeks of the Warriors lose. Curry and Butler aren't very good, but we blame Pods.
No, this did not. What this was a play.
Bryce Harper had multiple opportunities, as did Schwarber.
That's different.
What do you mean? They had bad series.
Little league play.
Yeah, it was a bonehead play, and what it did was it
pressure
brought attention.
Pressure bust pipes, man.
Yeah, and it busted Harper and Schwarper's.
But theirs didn't cost him the game. They
yes,
had
it did.
Time to still go play.
See, there
this
you go.
This was a catch or tell. Go to
go.
First. Go to first.
Yeah, he made a mistake.
And cost him
he
the game.
He made a mistake. He made one bad play.
Yeah, you're right.
And Harper and Schwarber got nothing done in the postseason.
Hey, real quick, mister, you're the only reason you're there is because of Harper and Schwarber. How about that? But, Stoney.
Yeah, it's Pod's fault. It's Kuminga's fault. Oh, here's the, you know what? Let's blame Guy Santos.
I'm going to give you a two.
Bad foul late in the game.
No, this was a bad play.
It was a terrible play.
He said as much.
It's a terrible play. But let me tell you why Philly. But here's I'm talking to Nahegan about this. And this is the difference. Let me tell you, they're coming down Schwarber and Harper's Road in Philly, not Kirkering.
Yeah.
They're coming down. That's according to the boss.
Stop.
The boss said he was listening to WIP this morning.
So was I. I swear on the Odyssey. Go ahead.
Were you about to swear on the Odyssey app?
No, I get no respect around here. Go ahead, finish. I'm interrupting your story.
The point is they come after the big boys there. Because that's what real fans
but
do.
This was the
they
play
don't blame
they
role players.
You. Okay, I got a question. I got a question.
Did you hear Ford and Ma this morning on ESPN? Let's cut that.
I didn't like his shoes.
That's a guy who knows how to do it.
I didn't
see him.
Yeah, I did. Come on, Stoney, you're running from it. It's like it was a bad play at
the end
of
the
game. It was a roly-poly.
It was a terrible play.
Go first.
It was a terrible play.
All right, so leave it there.
You have to expect.
But now you want to go, hey, Harper wasn't that good in the series. We can do all that, and they will.
No, you won't. That's my point. We don't do that here. We're afraid of our stars here.
I'm the guy
we're
that told you
to
I was
blame
disappointed
them.
Moody. I was disappointed in Draymond, Butler, Moody, and Pods in the playoffs against Minnesota. I said as much. I said Jimmy wouldn't shoot. I called him out. I don't do scared radio.
But
I'm
you
not
know,
into the relationship
hey,
thing.
They listen. In the Bay, we have sacred cows. They don't in Philly, and that's why it's tougher to play in front of Philly.
Who's a sacred cow here?
Steph Curry!
Give me one on the Niners.
Kittle?
We have champions here in the Bay Area?
Yes!
Wow.
How many champions are on the Phillies?
And you thought they won one in the last 5 years. They ain't won one since
Harper.
Oh, wait.
He does not have a ring. In fact, they won after he left in Washington.
No, I think he was on that team.
He definitely wasn't.
That's amazing. They
I think
won
he was on
when
that
he
team.
Left. That's
Schwarber
like the Miami
ring.
Schwarber. Schwarber helped the Cubbies, right?
He was half the reason you're there.
Let's see who
I
else.
I love that guy.
Lizardo was dynamite with the A's, taking him to the postseason.
Oh.
What about, what's his name? Zach Wheeler. he doesn't want a ring, but boy, he knocked on the door.
Well, you begging right now. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, the dude did a Bill Buckner, basically. That was a Bill Buckner.
The difference between Bill Buckner and Kirkering is Bill Buckner was a great player. He made he was one of the stars.
Yeah.
So he
I love Bill.
Takes the blame. Not a reliever who's had a good year.
But it was a little league play. That's you don't want to lose.
Did you
like
see
that.
Harper's at bat in the eighth? That was a little league at bat.
A facing good pitching.
Exactly. I'm just saying.
Man,
yeah, how come you can't give credit to Roki Sasaki?
Exactly.
I do give credit to him.
You didn't mention him.
Because I'm focused on the Phillies, and I'm not afraid to come down. Trey Turner.
And we're laughing. We got to get our team in the playoffs.
If you want me to know the truth, or if you want to know the truth,
yeah,
Schwarber and Harper are every bit. Like, Kirkering cost him a game. Harper and Schwarber cost him the series.
Stoudy, you understand they won two games after being down 2-0 the Phillies to get it to game five.
I don't think that's right.
That was game four last night.
Okay, yeah, no. I thought it was 2-1. Oh, you're right.
It's fine. I made seven mistakes today.
No.
No, I have.
What was eight?
In fact, I made another one. The Phillies haven't won since 2008.
Oh, yeah. Game five some, was going to be if they won and went back.
Remember yesterday I was saying the great thing about the baseball playoffs is by the time you figure out a series is going four games, it's over because they happen so quickly.
Yeah. Did you say four?
No, but it was the Yankees. Judge hit a homer in game three. Oh, the Yankees are bang. The Yankees are back. And you look up and they're already losing in game four.
Yeah, I got
the
you.
Next day. Yeah. Let's go to JD. JD in Oakland. What's up, JD? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Well, JD, I was asking about you this morning. I said, we ain't heard from him.
Man, you know, you're going to hear from me basketball season.
Okay,
here, but
okay.
The thing I got is football.
All right.
It's football right now.
All right.
The 49ers have made their commitment, a financial commitment to Brock Purdy.
Mm.
They've given him his bag. So you figure, however his injury is, he's not going to be motivated to play if he's not 100%. And he shouldn't be.
Mm.
Because had this happened last year, you know, when the summer comes and he get his bag, then he would have probably been trying to get on the field. But now I think the 49ers are in the catbird seat. Let Matt Jones play as well as he can, get all the eyeballs on him, and at some point, if he does extremely well, you allow Purdy to stay on the bench, and you get his trade value up, meaning Mac Jones. So now you can tell Purdy, look, we're going to be able to get you an offensive lineman, another receiver that you may need from a trade standpoint, because anybody, if you know, if you hurt big toes or thumbs, they take a real long time to truly heal.
Mm.
Big toes and thumbs are different. So let Mac Jones keep doing his thing, let him get better, get his trade value up, and then move him, and then you can go back to the guy who you believe to be your starter for another five, six years.
There it is.
Yeah. Hey, you put Hennessy in my Long Island iced teas?
You requested Hennessy.
Oh, dark. Dark mitts. Black mitts.
and the worst part, after about the 7-1, you don't know what's in any of them.
Oh, boy, JD, we got to pull up on you, man.
I'd say that was a night to remember if I remembered it.
Oh, man.
You know, he used to own a bar, the Golden Bear.
Oh, boy. I was singled in.
That was a long time ago.
Man, oh, man. My face was on the wall. I was evident.
I remember walking into his bar that night. I swear to God. I walked into the bar and said to him, let me tell you something. You can't get me drunk tonight.
Oh, Stoddy,
he's like,
why would you?
What do you mean? I'm like, you just can't get me drunk. I drink all night. You just can't get me drunk.
Oh, boy.
And he said, let me make you a Long Island. And about four or five later.
Boy, Stoddy.
Night.
Yeah. He said you requested it.
I don't remember requesting it.
I got to say this about Mac Jones. I know. Remember you came to Norm's party a couple years ago? I met a lot of guys. I know a lot of Raider fans, Donnie. I'm on a vine with a lot of them. Spadoni, let me tell you who they would take in a Texas second.
Mac Jones.
In a second. That's where this thing is headed. So he might be onto something. Donnie, I know you got him for another year, but if you wanted to get frisky and somebody came calling, but you ain't going to do Geno like that. He's getting too much of the blame.
You think these guys...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Guys are friends with the players. Like, oh, Geno stinks, but yeah, he's a good guy, so we'll keep playing him.
Oh, no.
It's not how pro sports work.
Come on now. They did that to him in Seattle, got rid of him.
Let's go to Matt and Arinda. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey,
good
hey.
Afternoon.
Yeah, same to you.
Hey, Gil, I'm going to put the rat on the table, sponsored by Echo
Pest
Control. Look
at it. Go ahead, baby. It's all yours.
I got to take you back about 7 minutes here. And, brother, you know, I don't love agreeing with Steiny, but I got him now, man. I got his back.
Okay.
And, but you cannot tell. I moved to the Bay Area in 1997. I adopted all the right teams. I moved here from New York City. I was a big sports radio listener back in the day.
Okay.
The Fan, everything else. We treat our stars in this town like they are untouchable.
Oh,
they are uncriticizable, Goo.
I see it different.
Goo?
I called out Draymond for 2016, what he did with LeBron to cost the Warriors the chip.
Hey, Matt.
If that were in Philly or New York, he wouldn't have survived
hey,
that.
Hey, Matt.
I really believe that. I'll say that.
Matt, I think I know what you mean. Like, gurus, you know, what did he say? You let Draymond have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, boy, Draymond made a mistake there with LeBron. I know what you're saying.
Stop.
I know what you're saying. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call.
Oh, God. No, I would study. I go in, man. I just call like I see him.
You went on guys like Pods, like yesterday.
No, that was different. I wanted Kyle fired for what he did to Trey Lance. The play call. We used him like a fullback. Come on, man. Tell me you don't like the dude without telling me you don't like the dude. But come on, study. Quit hating on where you live and where you're from. We bring heat rocks here. We were in the Draymond.
It's okay, Goo. Fans out here don't want to be East Coast fans. It's fine. Like they don't want to be.
And I'm here to change that. You, Shasky, Spadon, all of us, Willard, Dibbs.
We don't know where we can.
This is not pom pom radio. We call stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's mostly pom pom radio, which is okay.
I hate that term.
Sorry.
Please.
It is.
Please.
Get on. If the Phillies were the Giants.
This would be the whole show. Dude,
it'd be all on Kirkering.
I don't understand what you're saying.
And then I would be like, geez, Goo, you know, Harper, he's kind of like, Harper and Schwarber's kind of like our Curry and Draymond. I mean, they got to play better. Oh, no, Kirkering. It's Kirkering.
I'm bad at analogies, but I think I'm good, so I'm going to try one. if a guy shoots a three-pointer over two dudes in his face and misses, I understand that. But if you miss a layup to lose the game, we're got to call you out. Those two things are not the same. So Bryce and Schwarber, it's the playoffs, Donnie. All right, they didn't have the best series with the bat. Bottom line is, they didn't make a bonehead little league mistake.
Who cost the Phillies more in this series loss to the Dodgers?
It's not a Schwarber
and Harper or Kerkering.
Kerkering.
No chance.
Yeah. He lost the whole game.
He had one opportunity. He blew it. And Harper and Schwarber had 16 to 20 at-bats in that series.
We could go around the whole diamond and line
up. But they're the best players on the team. Yeah, but they are the ones you expect to carry you in these times, and they didn't. But they, I'm not getting on them. I'm not getting on a reliever.
They didn't do a Bill Buckner. That's all. Sonny, that was bad.
Your season ends. They didn't hit in the postseason.
That's different.
What do you mean it's different?
Why did they go home last night?
So you're allowing this relief pitcher made a bad play. Harper and Schwarber had a bad series.
Yeah, but it's different, Sonny.
No, it's not. How is it?
Because that play single-handedly sent you home. You make that play, we're still batting, and who knows, maybe in the top of the whatever, Harper hits one.
But he didn't. He had three opportunities. Yeah,
but I could have got four.
Did you hear Fortenbaugh go through his at-bats when the chips were down? I love Bryce Harper. He comes through a lot.
You don't sound like it.
I love Bryce Harper and Schwarber. I love them both. No. They're both on my fantasy team.
But you're caping for a mistake is what I don't like.
I'm caping for a role player
to not get
as much grief as a star when things go sour. That's all. I'm not going to sit here and say Kerkering doesn't deserve any blame.
Okay, that's
but
where I was
start
at.
With the big boys.
Okay.
That's where I start. All
right, let's do that. He didn't have a good series. But you got to admit, that was brutal. That play.
You know what? Harper and Schwarber were brutal in this series.
You won't let it go.
No, I won't.
Kerkering did give up two runs in game two. They lost 4-3.
What you want to do for take that for data?
I'm just saying.
I get the premise of what you're saying, but this ain't
now
that.
All of a sudden, stars don't have to carry you in the most important games.
The Phillies got off of that diamond last night after the air.
Philly fans are more mad at Schwarber and Harper than Kirk.
Well, let me tell you something. Those two dudes will have a line around the corner for both their services if you wanted to get frisky. Schwarber's a dude, man. He got you there. Can I
He's
get some
free
help?
Agent?
I know. He ain't going nowhere. That little ballpark.
No, but I thought they hate him in Philly.
Yeah, that's Steiny.
They don't hate him.
We can bet. He's going no. He'll be in a Philly uniform next
they
year.
They don't hate him. They're okay with criticizing him, though. And they understand the difference between, they understand what a criticism is, and it doesn't make you a hater.
Like what I
They're
did with
on
Jimmy
a sophisticated
Butler.
Level
what
of
What I did
fandom.
With Jimmy Butler and Shigate in the playoffs. I was the only even one, close. Really. Come on, give me my flowers.
Okay.
I called out Jimmy.
You did not. You put so many qualifiers on him.
Give me one. Okay.
Oh, 2 weeks later, I think he was hurt, Steiny. I take back what I said.
Oh,
you know
stop.
What? I was unfair. I was unfair to Jimmy Butler. Okay.
Oh,
that's fine.
Dude, you're a makeup artist.
You know what,
man?
Dude? Let Butler go. Let's talk about Trace Jackson Davis's inability to finish.
Oh, man. It is there funny, isn't it?
Let's go to Sam in Sunnyvale.
In the red zone.
Sam's in Sunnyvale. What's up, Sam?
Hi.
Hey.
Love the show.
Sam,
I think it's, first of all, Kerkering showed a lot of class in going ahead and talking to the media afterwards. And clearly he's a stand-up guy, and it sounds like the Phillies also gave him a lot of love. So it was a tough play. He screwed up. But the idea that, they lost the series because of Kerkering, it's ridiculous. It's the star players. You can't, the guy messed up. Okay.
Yeah, he did. He cost him the game.
Did the other team perform?
Yes.
No. So that's what I wanted to say. Steiny, you nailed it.
Thank you, Sam. Sam, Sam in Sunnyvale.
But he's probably from
Sunnyvale.
Yeah. Schwarber talked to
we
the media.
Get it.
He owned it.
We get it.
He owned it,
Hey, Steiny. In 2008,
when they won it last?
No, in 2011, although you did just find that out today.
Hold on. That was the Giants.
I'm not
they were 10
about...
and 12. Okay, go ahead. Who won in 11?
In 2011,
yeah.
How did the Niners season come to an end?
Oh, boy. Was that when they're seldom used
the Giants?
Kyle Williams?
Yeah, who do you remember about that game? What do you remember about that game?
Big boys did not come to play. That's what I remember.
But you know where he's going. Say it.
Kyle Williams dropped the punt.
He did.
He's actually dropped two.
I was about to say that Derek Jeter and Alex Smith didn't complete a pass to a wide receiver that game. But anyway, point, Evan.
He may not have cost them the series.
Lost the game.
Guys, I'm not saying you're wrong about anything. Like, this is what I mean. Like, own it. You guys treat star players out here, you know, nice. But you guys are very, we're woke out here. It's fine. Like, you know, before, people being different makes the world go round.
Before the Giants got Devers and Adams, they didn't even have a star player. Outside of Webb. I'm talking about everyday guys.
So, I don't know. So what's that have to do with anything?
You're making it up. And I came down Butler's Road for Shotgate with some Heat Rocks fastball. And I was disappointed. So I don't. Right. You know,
but
I you could,
did.
You, know
you did you know say. I know. When Butler said they were. Butler was dealing with something.
That was
you
nine
were like,
months
yeah, Butler
later.
Was dealing with something.
It was nine. I might even said it on Tuesday. Play up this week. Stop it. My point is, we don't.
It's
I don't want to
okay.
do the macro. I want to do the. Why did we lose that game last night? It was a great game. Dude,
I don't know. How did we hit runners with runners in scoring position? That's a big stat.
Boy, you are something else.
Oh, 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Please get rid of Steiny.
Is that there?
Yeah, all caps. All caps.
It
just listen. East Coast fans aren't better. I'm not saying they're better. They're just different.
I got some in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's the Midwest. It's not the East. Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Man. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
Steiny, that was funny. My father's from Pittsburgh, and I always tell him Pittsburgh's the Midwest.
I hope he knows, man. It's a tongue-in-cheek. I love Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's just jokes, but it's like a local funny. That was funny. But yesterday, fellas, I was upset because y'all made it about Pods and Kuminga when Steve Kerr started the Ensure lineup. And out of Steve Kerr's own mouth, he said, when Moody was struggling to find his way, well, he's not a one or two. He can't guard no ones or twos in the NBA. And then that game starts him at the two. So I'm like, what are you? I ended up turning off the game and listening on the radio because that lineup will never work. Then in game one, when I called talking about they're playing great basketball, he didn't play the zone one time. So I don't know. It should have been critiquing Steve Kerr, and we got to watch that because he's on a 1 year, and if Kerr checked out, that's going to hurt the Warriors. So I think we need to start looking into, like, the stars more, per se, like Steiny was saying, and the boss said, and the coach, because whenever we talk about them, here comes Mark Willard. Well, they got all these champions.
Hey, that's our guy.
Careful, Christian. It's a Friday.
Yeah, Christian, we love you, man.
You got to bring that Willard slander on a Tuesday. When I don't care.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll wait till Tuesday.
Oh, you got to call him.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Christian. Appreciate the call.
Okay, but what the zone? He's putting that up like a fine wine. He'll break it out in a regular season. Like, now we're being nitpicky. Like, you shocked me with what you thought you saw in
I did see it.
Game.
No, see, Guru, and he I saw it. Too. I didn't think I saw it. I saw it.
But what my now, point is, you're overreacting. You guys are overreacting.
We'll see. We'll see because you know what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen. Right. 3 weeks into the season, you're going to be like, Steiny.
That's not us.
What's with these slow starts? Oh, I don't know, Goo. I don't know what's with these slow starts. Come on now. See, I'm not afraid to question even the best players on the team. Like, I don't want to start four old guys. We got to get somebody young in there.
And we don't know if Horford's starting. Where we assumed it, but now we're like, you might be right.
But that's the other thing. And you can't start who you want because you got to cater to Kuminga.
Well, stop.
And Evan shrugged, like, what does he mean? I'll tell you what I mean. He probably wants to start Al Horford, but he's got to bring Al off the bench because we've got to have the right players around Kuminga, and Jonathan can't start. Come on, guys.
Stop it. You, Anthony, I'm shocked. Good Lord, when's their next game? Evan, what, tomorrow? Their preseason game? You
too
guys got to relax.
925 on the Boxer and Gershon work injury attorney's text line. By the way, Dunleavy's going to get a feisty Stein Metz. He better be careful.
You're talking that
too
talk.
Many people want to lick the boots of the rich and famous. You're right. Absolutely. You should be as critical as you can of these guys getting paid generational. Well, that's not the way we do it.
That is the way
nope.
I do it.
Nope.
It's my playbook.
Nope.
Come on, Steiny, stop.
You know, yeah, you know, they always say, oh, you're projecting. Truth's hurting here, guys. It sounds like the truth's starting to hurt.
You're overreacting to a preseason game.
No, I'm talking about, you're like, 888-957-9570. What is it about West Coast and the Bay that makes us reluctant to criticize our stars?
My middle name is criticize, so I know you're not talking to me. And I'm speaking for my comrades. We bring it.
Nobody's going to be able to answer the question. They just know it's kind of innate. It's just who we are on the West Coast. I'm all right.
No, you're deflecting.
We're okay.
Don't call a guy out that messed up. Go to the stars. But last night, you know, the guy messed up, and right now he's got to take it.
Yeah, but Schwarber and Harper completely off the hook. Completely get off the hook.
You're there because of Kirkering.
That's why you spent all day killing pods.
Kirkering.
Man.
Kirkering. Head over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos, signing autographs. And the next home game is Sunday night, October 19th. Lo and Evan are going to be there at Laughing Monk starting at 3 o'clock. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com. Sign up now, and that segment sponsored by Moderna. I was wrong.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.